The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Join us on the line right now is Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of the Larry Kudlow Show, heard on WMAL Saturdays at 7. And we should mention a new book coming out, JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity, coming out on September 5th. That's just next week, yep. Days away. Larry Kudlow, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for the book. I appreciate it.
Well, we're happy to do that. Hey, Donald Trump's got a big speech. I think it's going to be tomorrow in Arizona on immigration. And I know that, you know, you have some relationship and friendliness with that campaign. What are you hearing about this?
Well, that's an interesting question because I've heard different things from different people. But The last I heard, I kind of used Kellyanne Conway as a barometer, and what I think I've heard her say is, on the issue of deporting 11 million people or having a deportation force, they're not sure. That's what I think I heard. You know, it's a funny story because Trump's been pretty solid, if you ask me. I mean, Hillary's for open borders, which is a ridiculous position, and Hillary favors sanctuary cities, which is a ridiculous position. I mean, honestly, nobody agrees with that stuff. So Trump's basic points are good. End sanctuary cities, you know, at the border, have some kind of barrier or wall or drones or whatever, but, you know, try to keep them from coming in, the illegals. And also a key point, which I think is really the most important point, is the idea of catch and deport at the border rather than catch and release. And that's really where so much of the mischief happens, because for whatever reason, ICE agents seem to still, they catch and they release, and then they set a court date, and then the illegals never show up and they're in the country, you know, for a long time. And to me, along with the visa issue, I just don't understand. That's the key point. I still, look, for me personally, in a wartime situation, I would be very tough. I still don't believe you can deport 11 million. I don't believe you can do it physically. Don't believe you can do it legally. I don't believe you can do it financially. So I hope the Trump campaign decides to work with those folks. But it's the border. It's the border stuff that has to be emphasized, because Hillary doesn't care at all about that.
You know, Byron York's got a very interesting column out right now, Larry Kudlow. It basically says Obamacare is completely falling apart, disintegrating. It's affecting so many Americans right now as they start to do open enrollment and start to look at their next year's health insurance. Why isn't Donald Trump talking about that?
Yeah, that's a good point. That's an excellent point. He's got to come up with a health plan. I think it's being discussed, but I'm not 100% sure of that. Byron is right. It's something we've talked about a lot. There's a death spiral for Obamacare, okay? There is a death spiral. And the basic point here was what the PhD dopes didn't understand, that if you have all these rules and mandates, that's going to increase the price of the purchase of the insurance policy, okay? And that's because of bad selection, what they call adverse selection, which is simply the young folks don't want to pay high deductibles, they don't want to pay high premiums for a lot of services that they don't need. Now, they may need them in 20, 30, 40 years, but they don't need them now. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the funds never came in, which would have financed the elderly who, you know, probably do need a lot of that stuff, and certainly those with pre-existing conditions. That's the problem. So what do you got? Well, the insurance companies are pulling out of the exchanges, the big guys, right? The not-for-profits, by the way, are going under. And Congress is not going to refinance to the tune of trillions of dollars for re-upping this thing or for the so-called risk corridors. They're not going to do it. They're not going to reinsure. They're not going to have risk corridor bailouts of the insurance companies. Not going to happen. And it all goes back to the really dumb-as-dirt ideas, dumb-as-dirt theories of some of these geniuses who put it together in the first place. This is a national scandal.
All right, let me ask you about Uma.
I think I stunned you.
No, you're wrapped there, and I wasn't ready. Listen, Uma Abedin has separated from Anthony Weiner.
You're laughing, Larry.
I know. Well, I mean, there is a giggle factor to this story, but it's also a very sad story. But it also, it really, doesn't it speak to Hillary's judgment that she would have somebody that close to her who's involved in so many chaotic...
That's really tough stuff. You know, look, I don't know Huma. I don't miss Abedin. I don't know her. She's married to a crazy guy. She tried to stand by him. She tried to get him some help. What the guy needs is a 12 to 15-month stay in a good addiction center so he can try to have some kind of spiritual transformation to stop doing the incredibly horrid things, lurid things he's doing. I mean, I can't... you can't pin this on Hillary. I wouldn't pin this on Hillary.
I guess, though, I mean, the point that some people have made, Larry, is that... some people out there believe that she had access to classified material and that because he was involved in this kind of stuff, he was blackmailable.
Oh, well, look, I suppose I regard that as a bit of a stretch, really, in the heat of the political system. I know she has access to classified material. I have no idea about blackmail. Look, the guy's sick. He's sick. He needs help. It's look, I don't want to link my story to his story, but you know, if you have an addiction problem, you got to get help for your addiction problem. This guy can't help himself. He's off his rocker. He needs to go away to some treatment center. By the way, I have a number of them I could recommend for him. That would be very, very helpful. God knows what other addictions he has. He's the problem. I don't think she's the problem. I feel sorry for her, if you want to know the truth. It's a terrible situation. But I don't really regard this as political. I really think you guys are much too tough here. If Vladimir Putin wants to blackmail Weiner, I suppose he can try. But if I were whom, she probably hadn't shown him anything because she knows he's a nut. And I'm glad she split. Should have done it a long time ago because she's been enabling him. In addiction language, she's been the enabler. And it looks like now she's going to stop enabling. So if he really loves her, he needs to get help. Okay, I look at it in a very personal way because I think it's a personal, private story.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it right there, Larry. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks for having me.
It's now 8:44.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/trygreenlight. That's greenlight.com/trygreenlight.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.